Yeah, time for Robbo's Pet Project with Bark. And this morning, our little friend is so famous, she's even got a song named after her. Ah, yes, the Turtles and Eleanor. Eleanor is not a turtle, it's a little putty cat. And Kayla from Bark is with us this morning. Kayla, good morning.
Wow, what an intro.
Well, hopefully it works.
That was incredible.
Yeah, we're going to get a little forever home for this little girl who looks an absolute sweetheart. Is she a tortie?
She is. She's a black tortoiseshell, and a sweetheart is 100% accurate to sum her up. She's an absolute darling.
So how old is she? She only looks a young'un.
Yeah, so she's just gone 12 months. She's still filling out a little bit. So she's still quite petite. We don't think she's going to get much bigger. She's going to be a petite little girl, we reckon. But yeah, she's just a lovely, sweet, affectionate, all-around fantastic cat. The only thing about Eleanor is that she does not like other cats, so she is seeking a home where she will be the only feline family member. But other than that, she's just absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, we have spoken about that before that I didn't sort of realise, but yeah, cats are not really pack animals. And you get some that love other animals and other cats, but yeah, my dear old Chloe, she lived until she was 18, and I think from day one until the very end, hated other cats with a passion. So I think part of the reason of that though, Kayla, is that most cats know they're actually humans. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. And they have their own preferences just like we do. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. It is more common for cats to be antisocial and not want to be around other cats than it is to be the other way around. And statistically, boys are a little bit more prone to becoming social than females.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't realise that either. So yeah. There you go.
Boys forming bachelor pads and girls kind of, it's either family or it's nothing.
Oh,
so,
right, okay.
Yeah.
It's cats we're talking about, isn't it? Yeah, I'm just double-checking on that.
Yeah, we haven't switched to the staff members, don't worry.
No worries. So what's the backstory to Eleanor, do we know?
No, we don't. Eleanor came to us as a stray as well, I think something like 83% of our cats do. So she came in with no proof of ownership. So she didn't have a collar, a microchip, she wasn't defect, anything like that. So we were unable to find out anything about her history before she came to us.
Right. Well, we've certainly made her sound a VIP this morning with your description and a nice intro there from the Turtles. So we certainly hope that we can find her the right home, because it sounds like she would be an absolute beautiful addition to anybody's home.
Fingers crossed, she would make somebody so happy.
Yeah.
She is just a wonderful cat.
Now, we have details on our Facebook page. It'll go up on our website fairly soon as well. And if people want to contact you guys direct, how can they do so?
They can call our reception team during our business hours on 5441 2209, or alternatively, our live website is available to view whenever you want to, which is Bendigo Animal Relief Centre, and you can jump on at any time and see all the beautiful animals that we've got available for adoption.
Kayla, always great to chat. Thank you, and we'll talk to one of your colleagues again next week.
Will do. Thanks so much.
Good on you. Kayla from Bark, and little Eleanor. Check her out on our Facebook page.